This is the Sakar Merli of the 7th of March 2026. Essence. Sweet children, at this time you become the Father's helpers in doing service. It is because your bodies are still impure that you are remembered and not worshipped. Question. What intoxication should you children constantly have in your intellects? Answer. Constantly have the intoxication in your intellects of being Shiv Baba's children and studying Raj Yoga and claiming your inheritance of heaven from him. If you wish to become a master of the world, study and teach others with great care. Never do anything that would defame the Father. Don't fight with anyone. You are changing from shells into diamonds, therefore imbibe everything very well. Song. The rain of knowledge is for those who are with the Beloved. Om Shanti. You children have understood that those who are with the Father are with Bap Dada. They are now double. This is explained very well. How does Shiva, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, carry out this establishment through Brahma? People don't know this. Only you children know this. He doesn't have a body of his own. Sri Krishna has a body of his own. It cannot be said that the Supreme Soul gives this knowledge through the body of Sri Krishna. No. Sri Krishna is a prince of the Golden Age. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, carries out this establishment through Brahma, and so he definitely has to enter him. There is no other way. There is no question of inspiration, etc. The Father explains everything through Brahma. People worship and remember the Rosary of Victory, which is also called the Rosary of Rudra. You children understand that this Rosary of Rudra is just remembered. The jewel bead represents Brahma and Saraswati. The rest of the rosary are the children. There is only the one rosary of Vishnu that can be worshipped. At this time you are effort makers. You are remembered at the end. Is it a rosary of souls or of living beings? This question would arise, would it not? The Rosary of Vishnu is said to be the Rosary of living human beings. Lakshmi and Narayan are worshipped because those souls and their bodies are both pure. The Rosary of Rudra is of just souls because the bodies are impure. They cannot be worshipped. How can a soul be worshipped? You say that the Rosary of Rudra can be worshipped. But no, since it is called the Rosary of Remembrance, it isn't worshipped. All the beads represent the remembrance of you children when you are in bodies. The beads represent Brahmins. No one understands who it is that is remembered. It is you Brahmins who serve Bharat that are remembered. There are Jagadamba and many goddesses, etc. Should they be remembered? It is Lakshmi and Narayan who become worthy of worship, not you, because your bodies are impure and you souls are pure. You cannot be worshipped, but you can be remembered. If anyone asks you, you should have understood this already. You are Brahmins. Your memorial is in the form of goddesses. You become pure by following Srimat yourselves. Therefore, this rosary is understood to be of Brahmins first and then deities. When you churn the ocean of this knowledge, the answers will emerge. Souls are worshipped when they are in the form of saligrams. When Shiva is worshipped, you saligrams are also worshipped. Because souls are pure when they don't have bodies, you are only remembered. Why? You serve through your bodies. You cannot be worshipped. Then, when you shed your bodies, you are also worshipped with Shiva. Just think about it. At this time, you are Brahmins, and Shiv Baba enters Brahma, and so he is also in a corporeal form. You are making effort. This rosary is corporeal. There are Brahma, Saraswati, and you Ganges of this knowledge. You are making Bharat into heaven through this sacrificial fire. When some people perform worship, they just have Shiva and the saligrams. There is no mention of Brahma, Saraswati, or you children. Here, everyone's name is used. You are remembered. Who were the Ganges of knowledge? That one is the ocean of knowledge. This one is the Brahmaputra, the largest river. This Brahma is also the mother. There is just the one ocean, but there are many different types of Ganges. Those who know this knowledge well, number-wise, are said to be lakes. There is their praise. It is said that by bathing in the Mansarovar lake, you become angels. Therefore, your rosary is remembered. They speak of the rosary of remembrance. They tell people to turn the beads of a rosary in remembrance and simply say, Rama, Rama. However, you understand who it is that is remembered. It is those who do a lot of service. First is Baba, the flower, and then the jewel bead who make a lot of effort. There are then those of the Rosary of Rudra, who then become the Rosary of Vishnu. It is just you souls who are worshipped. You are now worthy of being remembered. The rosary of remembrance is of you, but you cannot be worshipped, because although you souls may be pure, your bodies are impure. Nothing impure can be worshipped. At the end, when you become pure, you become worthy of becoming part of the rosary of Rudra. You will have visions of those who have passed with honours. Your names will be glorified a great deal by doing service. You can tell who will become part of the number-wise rosary of victory. These are very deep matters. People simply say, Rama, Rama. Christians remember Christ. Whose rosary would that be? There is only the one God. The rosary would be created of those who are sitting next to him. At this time, only you can understand this rosary. Since those who belong to your original eternal deity religion cannot understand this, how could anyone else understand it? Only the One Father purifies all those who are impure. You wouldn't say of Christ that he purifies the impure. He has to enter the cycle of birth and death and come down. In fact, he cannot be called a guru either, because only the one Father is the bestower of salvation for all. It is only at the end, when the tree has reached a state of total decay, that the Father comes and grants salvation to all. Souls come from up above to establish their religions. They have to take rebirth. The Satguru is only one. He is the bestower of salvation for all. No human being can be the true Satguru. They come to establish their religions, and all others follow them down to play their parts. When everyone reaches their Tamopratan stage, it is then that I come to grant everyone salvation. Everyone returns home, and the cycle begins afresh. You are studying Raja Yoga. These are the ones who will attain the kingdom, whether they become kings or subjects. Many subjects are created. The effort lies in claiming a royal status. At the end, you will know everything about who is to be threaded in the rosary of victory. Those who are uneducated will bow down in front of the educated ones. They will go into the golden age, but they will become maids and servants. Everyone will know about this, just as after the examinations, everyone comes to know who has passed. If someone hasn't paid attention to studying, he would fail. This is your unlimited study. There is just the one godly world university where human beings become deities. Everyone here passes, number-wise. This is the study of just Raja Yoga. You need to make effort to claim a royal status, and you also have to do service. Those who become kings also have to create their subjects. Very good daughters look after very big centres, and they create many subjects. Baba also says, create a big garden so that Baba can come and have a look. At the moment, it is very small. There will be hundreds of thousands in Bombay. The whole dynasty is the Sun dynasty, and so there would be so many. Those who make effort become kings, and the rest become subjects. It is sung, O God, your divine activities are those of salvation. You say, Wah, Baba, Wah, your ways and means are unique. The Srimat through which everyone receives salvation is unique. The Father takes you back with him. He doesn't leave you behind. People don't know about the incorporeal, subtle and corporeal worlds. Only to know the beginning, middle and end of the world is not this complete knowledge. First, you also have to know about the incorporeal world where we souls reside. By knowing this world cycle, you become the rulers of the globe. All of these matters have to be understood very clearly. They say that Shiva is beyond name and form. There is his image, and yet they say he is beyond name and form. Then they say he is omnipresent. An MP said, I don't believe that God is omnipresent. People kill one another. Is that an act of God? As you make further progress, and the number of you has grown, they too will come to understand these things. Baba explained last night, those who consider themselves to be clever should write letters like this. explain to them what this complete knowledge is. You can write. We can give you this complete knowledge. We can give you the knowledge of the incorporeal world. We can give you the introduction of the incorporeal father. And we can also explain about Prajapita Brahma and his Brahmin religion. We can tell you how the dynasty of Lakshmi and Narayan continues, and how the dynasty of Rama and Sita continues. And then, who snatches their kingdom away from them, and where that heaven went. When you ask, where did hell go? It is said, it finished. Even heaven would come to an end. There are earthquakes, etc. at that time too. Those palaces, studded with diamonds and jewels, went down below in such a way that no one could retrieve them. Palaces of gold and diamonds have never emerged from down below. The Somnath Temple was built later. Their homes would have been better than those temples. What would the home of Lakshmi and Narayan have been like? Where did all that property go? When scholars hear such things, they will be amazed at how your knowledge is so powerful. Human beings don't understand anything, but simply say that he is omnipresent. All of these matters have to be understood and explained. You receive this wealth and you then donate it to others. Baba continues to give you this and you then give it to others. This is an infinite treasure. Everything depends on how much you have imbibed. The more you imbibe, the higher status you will claim. Just think about the difference between shells and diamonds. The value of diamonds is the highest, and the value of shells is the lowest. You are now changing from shells into diamonds. These things would not be in anyone's dreams. They only understand that there was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan who have been and gone. But no one knows who gave them that kingdom or when it was given. Who gave them the kingdom? There is nothing here. You receive the kingdom of heaven by studying Raj Yoga. This is a wonder. You children should have great intoxication of this in your intellects. But Maya doesn't allow you to have that intoxication permanently. We are the children of Shiv Baba. Would it enter the intellects of others that they would study this knowledge and become the masters of the world? The Father explains to you children how much effort you should make. It is said, those who defame the Satguru cannot claim a high status. That refers to this time now. They don't have any aim or objective. You have an aim and objective. He is the father, the teacher and the guru. You know that you are becoming the masters of the world by studying this. You should study this and teach others with so much care. You mustn't do anything that would defame the father. You mustn't fight either. Speak sweetly to everyone. Give everyone the father's introduction. Baba says, give a donation and the omens will be removed. The number one donation is that of body consciousness. At this time you are soul conscious and you are becoming God conscious. This is an invaluable life. The Father says, I come and teach you every cycle, and you then forget. This too is fixed in the drama. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, who imbibe the jewels of this knowledge and also do service. Love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Speak sweetly to everyone. Don't do anything that would defame the father. Donate body consciousness and become soul conscious and God conscious. 2. Donate the wealth of this knowledge that you receive. Constantly remain in the intoxication of receiving the kingdom through this study. Study with attention. Blessing. May you become a Master Trikaldashi and sit on the seat of a detached observer and finish the word distress. Whatever happens in the drama, it is filled with benefit. Those who are sensible cannot have questions such as why or what. Benefit merged in any loss. When you have the Father's company and his hand, there cannot be any loss. Stay seated on the seat of your self-respect, and you will not become distressed. The seat of a detached observer finishes the word distress. Therefore, become Trikaldashi and promise that you will not become distressed or cause others distress. Slogan: when your physical senses work according to your orders, you are a self-sovereign, a master of yourself. Abhyat signal: make your foundation of faith strong and remain constantly fearless and carefree. An intellect having faith means to be a carefree emperor. Only such souls are equal to the Father. According to the time, the more perishable income people earn, the more worries they have. However, those who are the masters of these godly treasures and are godly children are constantly carefree emperors even in their dreams, because they have the faith that they have these godly treasures with them, not only in this birth, but for many births. They will remain with them all the time, and this is why their intellects constantly have faith and they remain carefree. Om Shanti.